You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. We are going to talk softball. For this particular segment, we're going to talk USU Eastern softball. Now, the Golden Eagles, they've already hired a head coach, Brittany Richens. She's joining us in the studio right now. She's going to talk about hiring her first assistant coach and also give us an update on how the recruiting trail has gone so far. Plus, we're going to be joined by her new assistant coach. First off, Coach Richens, great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you.
How have things gone so far? I know you're just piecing together a team slowly but surely, but we've seen a couple of announcements come through that you guys have signed a few girls.
Yeah, we have six girls, one from Murray, one from Provo, two from Bear River, Manti, and Twilla.
How fun has it been putting this whole puzzle together?
It's really fun now that I got things spaced out kind of in a demand of how we need them. So I think the most exciting part is seeing the excitement from the girls and that there's another opportunity for them in Utah.
As far as the reception from these girls with you being a first-year coach and a first-year program, how's that been? Have they had any question marks or have they been really relaxed with the whole deal knowing that they're going to be the first?
They're excited to be the first make history at the school and kind of represent that way. So they're more excited about it than have a lot of questions for me personally.
Oh, well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the recruiting trail goes, has there been a particular method that you've tried to maybe attack, maybe a method that you go by certain positions that you, or is it just kind of like, you know, this girl's available, this girl looks great? I mean, how have you approached the recruiting trail?
For the 2016s, everyone's just kind of thrown people at me. So I go and I watch the high school games, a lot of traveling. So, there's a guy that is kind of like a scout / a USSSA coordinator in Salt Lake, and he's really helped me a lot and kind of sent me in some different directions. And we went to a high school softball tournament and we just gave our cards to all the high school kids or high school coaches, and they have just really stepped up and given their girls the opportunity to play at a higher level.
Yeah, this is probably a really tough question. Being around the college ranks as long as I have, certain players will fit certain coaches. So what is it that fits for a Coach Richens system? Like, what is it that you look for that stands out when you're watching a girl play?
Just more of their drive and their hustle on the field is what stands out to me. I believe that if they have a great ability and a great attitude, then they're going to be an amazing player. So I guess I look kind of for the attitude and ability.
Now, as far as competing recruiting goes, we got Salt Lake, we have snow. Everybody knows that the SWAC is very difficult. Have you ran into any competition as far as recruiting so far?
No.
That's a good thing, too.
Nope. We're going to go out there to win, and we're not going to kind of put it on, oh, we're going to beat this team, we're going to do this, we're going to play our game, and when we win, we win. If we don't, then we're going to learn from our losses.
Have you engaged in a recruiting battle with a different school from around the state with an individual girl?
Not really, no. I've had some girls email me and say, hey, this coach said that you guys are still looking for a program, but they are no longer, or for a team, they are no longer. So I've kind of had, I guess the other schools have kind of given girls to me per se, but I mean, that could end in the future too. Yeah. So
now you've been, you know, in and out of Price since being named the head coach. Have you focused on any of the local softball, Carbon, Emory, Grand Counties, anything like that? Have you paid attention to what they've been doing?
Not currently. I've heard that most of them are kind of younger.
Yeah.
So they are more focused on, I think they're 17 and 2018 players. So when I get moved here and stuff, then I'll focus on the surrounding area, and anybody that is looking to move on has either contacted me or is not interested. So,
well, you did name an assistant coach not too long ago. That was something that you said was at the top of your agenda the last time we got you in. Talk about your assistant.
I named Brandy Lovato my assistant coach. She'll be working mainly with the pitchers, but she'll also help me in all other aspects. I wanted to get it kind of not out of the way, but taken care of so that I had somebody to help me along with the process. I grew up with Brandy, played a lot against her, played 1 year with her at Adams State, and we just became really good friends, so I kind of threw her the opportunity.
Now, as far as the recruiting, putting together the program, now that you have an assistant coach, how much easier has it been?
It's been a lot easier. We communicate on a lot of stuff. Just like today, we picked out uniforms, so we're in the process of getting that finalized, and it's just easier to have 2 cents instead of one.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Let's bring in Brandy. We got her here in the studio, so let's bring her in. Brandy Lovato, she's going to be the assistant coach, the first assistant coach for the USU Eastern Softball Squad. Coach, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Talk about it. You're the first assistant under Coach Brittany Richens. First off, why Price, Utah? Why USU Eastern?
Well, my father grew up in Price. That's one thing. He went to Carbon High, played a lot of sports there. And then playing with Brittany, her ability to coach and her attitude, it's amazing.
Now, you've had some experience coaching at the high school level. Judge Memorial, that's a high school that a lot of people around here are familiar with. It's a private institution. And then you got Skyline as well. So, coaching at the high school level, now, you know, moving up to the JUCO level, it shouldn't be that much of a change, should it?
It's drastically.
Really?
Changed, yeah.
Really? In what ways?
Just the athletic ability. Mm-hmm. Transferring from high school to college is way different. High school is more of a you kind of get what you get, and college you can go out and scout. So
even the same at Judge Memorial?
Yeah, Judge, we get what we get. We don't go out and pick players who we want on a team. I mean, it's a private institution. They're focused on their grades. Mm-hmm. So half of them graduate with their associate's degree. I mean, it's a good school, high school.
What is the biggest concern that you have, I guess, with a first-year program? Some of the problems that you think you guys may encounter?
I think a lot of it would be, like, freshmen leaving their family. The psychological not being with your family, away from them. School, managing their time. Just, I don't think softball will be an issue because I think Brittany will handle it really well. I think it'll be just family being away and adapting to growing up.
Softball's the easy part, right?
Yes.
Because you have the common ground with one another,
right,
in softball.
It's just them maturing and growing.
What's your first thoughts of not only Price, but the whole landscape of the softball program, including competing in the Scenic West Athletic Conference, which is tough. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. I mean, it's always competitive.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Salt Lake City, and all I heard is slick, 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 slick. Everyone wants to go to Slick, but I think this is a great time and opportunity for kids in Utah have a, what would you say, a opportunity not to leave the state, to stay home close to their family with this opening up softball. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's another opportunity for him, definitely. What are some of the job responsibilities that Coach Richens has thrown your way since hiring you as her assistant?
I think we work well together. I don't think she's really thrown anything at me. We kind of...
No, they're like, I don't want to do this.
No,
you go ahead and do this because I don't like it.
No, she's... I mean, we communicate really well. So it hasn't been like, oh, you go and do this. I'm just going to leave you. No, she talks and communicates well with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
What would you... how would you assess the makeup of what you guys have right now, signing the few kids that you have?
I think it's great. I don't know. She has the eye for players, and I trust her, and she trusts me, and I think what we have right now is just one step closer of creating a good softball team.
Now, she did put a little bit of emphasis on the pitching, so you're very familiar with pitching.
Yeah. I pitched in college, high school. That was my thing. I'm all about not so much all you have to be fast to be good. All about spin, rotation, hitting spots, different areas, strength and conditioning, all of that.
And you mentioned pitching in college. You actually played with Coach Richens.
I did at Adams State. Mm-hmm. And so, I got to play against her, too.
What was more fun, playing with her or against her?
It was both. I hated pitching to her, but it was fun playing with her. So It's great.
Brandi Lamano, she's the assistant coach of the USU Eastern softball squad. It's great to get you in and meet you, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring Coach Richens in before we wrap this up. Coach, it's always fun to get an update on the softball program and the way things are going. I know you still got a lot of time between now and next season, but it's probably doesn't seem like enough time, does it?
Yeah, it's coming down short,
yeah,
kind of, but we'll make it work. It'll be all right.
Well, Coach, I definitely hope we can keep in touch during the offseason and keep getting some more information on the girls' team as you guys continue to build something that we hope is successful in year one. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
They got a full coaching staff, and now they're piecing together a team to get set for next season. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to continue the NBA basketball talk. Exit interviews for the Utah Jazz earlier today. We're going to hear from Quinn Snyder, Dennis Lindsay, and Gordon Hayward as we put the final touches on the Utah Jazz season and get set for the NBA playoffs. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.